You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station, but they're my views, and, well, they were supposed to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, but he's not home yet. So you're going to have to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. To help us know until such time as Pastor David Whitney gets in, because I have nothing to talk about. But I do think it was very interesting that President Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, came out last week and said that the United States was working in concert with the Taliban, creating terrorist attacks in Afghanistan so that the Americans would have a justification for actually staying on after their regular time of leaving, and that would be in 2014. They were supposed to pull out in 2014. And Karzai said, look, the Americans are working with the Taliban to orchestrate this whole situation to justify staying there. And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's absolutely true. I mean, the Taliban has always been funded by the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, which is funded by the CIA. Now, if you doubt what I'm saying, I want you to go up on the internet and type in ISI funds Taliban and Al-Qaeda, or ISI funds Taliban and then separately ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and you find out that the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, is funding both of them, both of the terrorist organizations. And then, of course, type in CIA funds ISI, Pakistani intelligence, and you'll find that that's true. But it's so hard for the American people to realize that we would actually be engineering the killing of our own men, and yet we sent 58,000 men to fight in Vietnam in a war we never tried to win. We would not allow them to win it. All they had to do was invade North Vietnam. We wouldn't allow them to do that. We fought almost a 10-year no-win war there. They killed the people in the Twin Towers. There's no question those towers were certainly controlled demolition. They would think nothing at all about killing a few thousand people over there, simply to justify leaving American troops there. After all, George Bush lied to the American people, telling them there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's why we had to invade in 2003. And then, of course, Colin Powell went before the United Nations and said, oh, yes, there are weapons of mass destruction. You know, you can trust me. I'm an honorable man. And they were both lying. Now, Colin Powell says, gee, oh, shucks, I didn't mean to lie. They just gave me faulty information. Ladies and gentlemen, he was the Secretary of State. He knew what was going on. These are dishonorable people. And, of course, Colin Powell's member of the CFR, part of this invisible establishment that controls our government. And it's about time people begin to understand that we do not elect our presidents. They're selected for us. They simply rig the elections. And it's about time the American people understood what's going on. Well, right now we have Pastor David Whitney with us. You don't need to call in. Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, you go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be with you and with your audience as we explore this magnificent document, our United States Constitution. And the tragic thing is that our Constitution really is not followed by almost anyone down in Washington, D.C. There's some minor exceptions of those trying to follow aspects of the Constitution, but by and large, it's ignored, and that is tragic because it was designed to preserve our God-given rights, and when it is ignored as it is, our God-given rights are obviously under complete attack.
And I would simply point out that everyone swears to uphold the Constitution, and they're violating that oath because they don't believe in the Constitution. They're lying.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually, there is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the founders of this country, the men who wrote our Constitution, had studied the history of all past civilizations. And they knew that you could never trust men with power, because no matter how altruistic they were, they would certainly misuse that power, because power corrupts absolutely everyone. And people, so they basically limited the power of the federal government. That's what the Bill of Rights was all about. Limitations on the power of the federal government. And any power not specifically given to the federal government in Article 1, Section 8 was to be limited to the states and the people. That was the miracle of America. Well, you must understand there's a small group of people who want a dictatorship in America, and so they've certainly taken teaching of our Constitution out of our schools, out of our colleges, out of our law schools, and most of our politicians, our lawyers, have never studied the Constitution. Oh, they swear to uphold the Constitution, but they either don't believe in it, or they don't understand what it says, or they think, well, but see, we've got to take care of the people. I mean, do you want people to starve to death in America? And of course, nobody wants people to starve to death, but nobody starved to death in America. Not even during the Great Depression. We had our soup lines, but at least people got food. I can remember people coming to our front door and asking for food, and my mother always had a sandwich for people as they came up and down the streets looking for food. There was never anybody starving to death in America, but of course, basically, the whole idea is that, well, we have to have the federal government have the power. That's why we have over 47.75 million people on food stamps today. That's why we don't have soup lines. And people certainly going from door to door asking for food today. The reason we don't is because, of course, the government's spending money it doesn't have. Basically, the debt of America is about $86 trillion. They're lying to us about the debt. They're lying about the unemployment figures, which are about 22%, according to John Williams. That's unemployed, underemployed, and those given up looking for work. And, of course, the inflation rate is not 1.5%. It's up around 8 to 9%, according to John Williams. They're simply lying to us, and we're on the verge of an economic collapse because we've turned our back on our constitutional principles and allowed the people in Washington, D.C. to establish a massive socialist welfare state, and socialist welfare states always eventually collapse. Our founding fathers knew that. They warned us, but that warning has gone unheeded. David, pick up the story.
And that's why it's so critical that Americans recover that understanding our founders had of the limitations that must be placed not only on the federal government, but also the state and local governments. Limitations that, unless they are observed, unless they are maintained, will mean that the people are in bondage while the government is tyrannical. And that's the option. You either, as Jefferson said, put the chains of the Constitution on the people who are governing, the people who are elected to office. You put chains on them, and that's the chains of the Constitution that bind them down so that the only thing they can do is what's permissible according to the Constitution. If you don't do that, if the chains are off the government, then those chains are on the people, and the people themselves become in bondage. Indeed, we're in bondage in so many ways that we don't recognize. People still call us the land of the free, but how free really are we? Consider the debt that each one of us as individuals, if the national debt was piled off onto each individual citizen, we're in debt beyond what we can repay, and sinking into debt faster and faster. And how free are we when the federal government regulates every single area of our lives, and you can't get away from it? They're involved in everything that you do, regulating, ruling, and taxing you every which way you can imagine. So our founders are very wise to say, we will not permit the federal government to do but a very few things that it alone can do better than the state could do or the local government could do. And that list is very small. As you mentioned earlier, Article 1, Section 8 gives you a list of 18 things that our founders said, that's all the federal government should be doing. That's its entire list of responsibilities. And the expansion of that list to unconstitutional dimensions is what we have seen in the past 100 years, and this has to be turned back, or else we will lose our liberty altogether. So when we talk about a republic, it's representative, and secondly, there's no man that is above the law. The law is above every man. And as we were going to break, I was saying that conception in our founders' mind is this is a Christian constitutional republic. That is, the law that's above every man is God's law, given to us in his word as well as given to us in conscience, in our human conscience. And they knew that any society based upon, actually every society is based upon some religious system. That is, some religious belief underlies even an atheist society. Their religion is a religion of man, that man is God in essence. But every religious system, whether it's Hinduism or Buddhism or Mohammedanism, results in a legal structure based upon those religious beliefs, based upon their conception of who God is, based on their conception of what God has instructed man to do here on this earth. And we cannot get away from the idea that you're going to be governed by a set of laws that's based upon a religious belief system. And our founders clearly expressed that that religious belief system was Christianity, that it was the God of the Bible they were referring to when they spoke of God or spoke of the Creator, as they did in the Declaration of Independence, or as references to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Constitution. All of this was because they knew law came from God. And that's the thing that's been lost today. Many people believe law is really whatever, you know, a legislature spills ink on a piece of paper, and then we say, oh, they pass that piece of paper over to the executive branch, and And what do we say? Well, the executive branch signs it into law. But then we all know that that's not the end of the story because, well, the judicial branch could weigh in on that ink blot on a piece of paper, and they could determine whether that ink blot is constitutional or if part of that ink blot is and part of it's not. You know, so the judicial branch gets to weigh in and determine if it's law. But then the majority of Americans believe that, well, I'll tell you, if it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, well, that's the end of the story. You know, the Supreme Court has ruled, and therefore it's the law of the land. Well, not so. Our founders knew that you could find a day when the legislative branch would become so corrupted that it would spill ink on paper calling something law that was clearly against God's law. And likewise, the executive branch could do the same, and the judicial branch could do the same, that you might have a system of three branches of government that are supposed to be checks and balances against each other, and all those checks and balances fail, and that you're in real trouble if those checks and balances fail, which is why they structured our form to say we cannot trust power alone to be concentrated in the hands of one level of government, the federal government. We need the state governments to have actually greater power than the federal government does. And James Madison in Federalist Paper 51 describes these two levels of government, state and federal, as counteracting one another in a way that would preserve that Republican form of government and therefore would preserve the liberty that our founders knew was essential.
And of course, really, David, that was what the Civil War was all about. The states were saying, look, the federal government is corrupted. It's certainly favoring the North over the South. But basically, they have put on tariffs so that we have to pay very high prices for the northern textiles and other things, the manufactured products from the North. And certainly, they're taking advantage of the South, and so they wanted to secede. And President Lincoln would not allow them to secede. And basically, of course, what he did was he killed, you know, 500,000 men to maintain the integrity of the nation. But what he did was to negate states' rights, which was an inherent part of our Constitution. And that is, whenever the federal government became corrupt, the states would have the right to secede. Well, today our federal government is corrupt. Basically, all three major branches of government are controlled by the elite. And of course, this is because almost 70% of all the financial assets in the United States are controlled by six banks, which are all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you doubt that, we'll be glad to give you articles out of the paper, articles off the internet, or just go up on the internet and type in six major banks control 70% or 69% of the financial assets. Understand that these people control the Federal Reserve. These people buy and sell our politician. Who was the largest financial contributor to Barack Hussein Obama's presidential candidacy in the year 2012? It was Goldman Sachs banks, and the other banks weren't far behind it. They have simply bought our government. Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? And of course, if there is any outcry, you're not going to hear it, because these people have also bought up almost all of the media. And that's covered in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by a radical left-wing professor at the University of California. I should say radical. He was a Democrat, a far leftist, who believed the right wing controlled the media. And he simply does a beautiful case of laying out the control of the media. Well, of course, the people on the right think that the left controls the media. The people on the left think the right wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls the media. The book, The New Media Monopoly, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the facts, ladies and gentlemen. The banking system is controlled. 0.2% of the banks control 70% of the assets. Does that sound fair to you? Almost 5,000 independent banks and six major ones. 0.2% of the banks control almost 70% of the financial assets. And you're never going to read about this in the newspaper or who the largest contributors are to the political campaigns of our politicians. We have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. money could buy. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Pastor David Whitney is just talking about the obligation of our state officials to uphold the Constitution. Our federal officials are sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they're violating that oath of office. We have a subversive unit who control both political parties, and basically they're both pushing the socialist system. The Democrats, of course, want to increase spending. The Republicans say that they don't want to increase spending, but they want to keep this all-powerful military costing $1 trillion a year so that we can maintain our control of the world. The leadership of both parties are globalists, ladies and gentlemen, and there certainly neither side is going to come out and say Medicare certainly is fraudulent. They have no business providing for the health care of the elderly. We ought to pay back what they paid in and then let them buy their own insurance, or at least let them buy their own insurance, because right now, the way the system is set up, is they're going to start killing off the elderly. They're going to withhold medical care for them. That's what the death panels are all about. And the fact that the treatment options will be determined not by your doctor, but by a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. And if your doctor does what's best for you, why, it could cost him not only a large sum of money, he could end up going to prison because he has violated federal edicts as to how to treat patients. Ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned about what's going on? Incidentally, if you are out in the the Michigan area and you're listening to this program, we're having some difficulty transmitting, but if you would just give us a quick call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and let us know the program is coming in, or if this program should be interrupted. We may be being sabotaged. We know the program's getting up into the Washington State area, but of course we're not certain the program is getting to Michigan. So if you're in Michigan, give us a quick call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let us know if the program's coming in there. But our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney, and we're talking about this amazing Constitution, which is the foundation of our freedom. You must understand it, and you must help us get the information out across America. Our telephone number, if you want to give us a quick call, we're not going to put you on the air because we want to hear what Pastor Whitney's got to say. But if you are listening in certainly either in Cincinnati, Ohio, or in upstate New York, or in Michigan, to give us a quick call. Let us know that we're coming through. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So if, for example, in our state legislature, if they did what was right, they would nullify National Defense Authorization Act, particularly the provisions of providing for indefinite detention without trial, in other words, a suspension of habeas corpus, and a violation of the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, that this is clearly and blatantly an unconstitutional piece of legislation. And the duty of the lesser magistrate, in this case the state delegates and state senators, is to nullify that, say that is not law. And there's encouraging signs around the country as certain states are actively pursuing nullification of certain aspects of unconstitutional federal law. I think Montana led the way in terms of the Second Amendment issue a while back. They recognized that all the gun control laws that the federal government imposes, they do so claiming that it's under the Interstate Commerce Clause, that because a gun was manufactured in one place and it crossed state lines to be sold in another place, and as soon as it crossed state lines, the federal government claims that, it's got jurisdiction over those guns and can regulate and control and so forth and so on. So Montana said, okay, well, we're going to get around that claim, the interstate commerce. We'll just say any guns manufactured in the state of Montana and sold within the state of Montana cannot be regulated at all by the federal government because there's no interstate commerce taking place. Wonderful, very wise decision on the part of the state legislature of Montana to nullify unconstitutional laws that violate the Second Amendment. Actually, I appreciate what Wyoming did because they took a little step further than the state of Montana. They said not only we're going to nullify that law as unconstitutional, but we're going to take a step further and say that there's going to be penalties associated with violations of this law, not just simply nullification. Now we're going to step in between the federal tyrant and the citizens of our state of Montana. We're going to step in between them, and we're going to tell the federal tyrant, you come into our state and you attempt to enforce this unconstitutional law, here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to face a fine. I forget whether it's a $1,000 fine or more. And you're going to face prison time. You're going to be several months in prison for trying to enforce an unconstitutional law in our state. And that's exactly what the states ought to be doing. Nullification and then interposition, saying these unconstitutional laws cannot be treated as law. They were never law when the ink was first spilled on the paper by Congress. They weren't law when the president supposedly signed them, or when the federal court said they were fine, that they were constitutional. No, they have never been law and will not allow to be law in our state.
Hold that thought for just a moment. I want to thank, we're getting calls from Michigan saying that they're basically that we're coming through. Thank you all so very much for calling. God bless. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, trying for us to once again reinforce the concept that we are not a democracy, we are a republic. The power of the central government is limited. The things that are being done at the national level are unconstitutional. There's a small subversive group that controls both political parties and is using the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world government. That's what it's really all about. That's why we're sending our troops, American troops, into 35 African nations. Why would you do that? Oh, we want to preserve democracy. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're backing dictators all over Africa. We're backing dictators all over the world. How can they possibly justify, I mean, certainly transferring technology and our manufacturing to communist China? It's a brutal dictatorship. How could they possibly justify having American corporations and American finances build the oil wells and certainly the gas wells for the Russian communists? How can you possibly justify supporting the tyrannical government of Saudi Arabia if you're really interested in democracy? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all smoke and mirrors. Well, David, before we go on, firstly, I want to let our listeners know that we did got a lot of calls from Michigan saying that we're coming through loud and clear, so we appreciate so much your calls. Don't have to call again. We just wanted to be sure we were on the air. If you have any problems, be sure to let us know. Otherwise, Pastor, could you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, how they can take the course, how they can learn to teach the course to others? Because that's what is really all about. And all across America, you're never going to hear about this on the controlled media. But people are suddenly in their living rooms or at churches or in meeting halls all across America. And their courses being held almost every day where people are learning about the Constitution. Those people who would impose a dictatorship in America fear one thing, and that is that people understand the Constitution, understand that these people of great wealth and power are subversives, and that they will one day be held, either in this life or the next life, guilty for their sins and all the people that they've killed in the unnecessary wars and battles that they've sent our boys, the no-win wars our boys have been sent to fight. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we are so excited that all over the country people are doing this. I was just talking with a gal today who was very excited to get our host kit and begin classes in her community. And anyone can do this. You could take our host kit. It's designed to be off the shelf. There's 12 lectures that are the core of the course. There's a student notebook with an outline, a detailed outline of each lecture with test questions following each lecture and homework reading assignments as well as some homework viewing assignments. There's some additional DVDs that are part of the course. All of this together in a package is provided for you as a host so that you can conduct a course and train a group of people in your community on the founder's view of law and government and the founder's clear statements about what they meant when they wrote down our founding documents. What do they mean by the Declaration of Independence? What did they mean in the words of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and subsequent amendments? Understanding these is key because if we have citizens who have a working knowledge of the Constitution, Declaration, and the Bill of Rights, they can do their job as citizens, hold elected officials accountable, as well as wisely choosing true constitutionists to run for office and to hold office. So you can get our host kit either by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. Again, that toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796. Or the other way that you can get a hold of us is by going to our website. It's theamericanview.com. That's all one word, theamericanview.com. And right there on the front page of the website, you'll see a button for click for the host kit. That'll take you to a page where you can order the host kit. And there's a variety of different ways that can be done. As well as, if you use, you could take our U.S. Constitution course online. It's now available online, which it will provide you all of the DVDs that you can watch online. And then the student materials in terms of the student manual and the tests are all online as well. The entire course can be taken online. All the materials that you'd receive in purchasing a host kit are equally available online. So those are some ways that you can get a hold of the material and conduct a class. And Dr. Stan, I just had this interesting opportunity that's arisen the past couple of weeks. A host of ours from down in North Carolina has a friend that was involved in planning cruise tours. And, you know, when you go on a cruise, oftentimes there's breakout sessions or classes that are taught while you're at sea. And so they invited me to come on the cruise next week, the Bahamas, where I will be teaching them our entire United States Constitution course in the course of the days out at sea, there and back. So I'm privileged to be able to teach the Constitution course in a vacation setting, and we're just praying that the Lord will use that mightily. I'm praying that the students who take the course there on ship will come away, get a host kit themselves, go back to their homes all over the United States, and begin conducting Institute on the Constitution classes with the host kit that they'll get a hold of as a result of taking the course live on the cruise. So that's an interesting opportunity we have. But
okay, now what is your telephone number, David? How can people reach by telephone?
They can call us toll free at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796. That's 1-866-730-9796. Or if they choose, they can go to our website, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and order a host kit, because every citizen can do this. I mean, there's maybe some people who cannot run for office. It's beyond what they're able to do, or others that can't do certain functions, but everyone can do this. It's not beyond anyone. And I've talked to people who are a little leery about the idea of hosting, just a little scared of the whole idea. I said, well, partner up with someone. Find somebody else who the two of you together can do it. And that for some folks works very well, because one has strengths in areas that another does not, and vice versa. So anyone can do this. In fact, this is the essential place to start. It's not the end point. This is the starting point. But if we don't educate ourselves, and we don't educate the neighbors, friends, members of our church, and we don't educate the people in our circle of acquaintances on what the founding fathers actually said law and government was all about, what they said the documents, the founding documents meant, if we don't have people with a working knowledge of these things, we'll not be able to restore our constitutional republic, and freedom will be lost, tragically, perhaps not just in our own country, but all across the world. Freedom will be lost. So this is an important task, and it's something everyone can do. And just to encourage everyone in our listening audience to get a host kit, start in your community. We commit to those who are hosting classes that we will help them when questions come up that they cannot answer, and that are maybe not answered in the lectures, or even answered in the student notebook, because we know that sometimes people, their greatest fear in hosting a class is, oh, somebody's going to ask a constitutional question that I just don't have the answer to. Well, that's where we come in at Institute on the Constitution. You can call us or email us, and we'll get an answer back to you for the next session of your class to help you as a host successfully teach people the Constitution and the principles of law and government that our founders clearly espoused.
Now, let me just point out that freedom is not free. And if you are out there in the listening audience and you think that you can sit back and do nothing when freedom is under attack, well, you're mistaken. The war is not over in the Near East, the Middle East. This is all a diversion. The battle, the threat to America is here at home, and it's not from terrorists. It's from the war on terrorism, which justifies them setting up their cameras at every place, giving everybody a number at birth, and suddenly recording everything you buy with a credit card, suddenly setting up a system of informants all across America, setting up the drones that they have now. They're going to have 30,000 drones watching us, all to protect us from those wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with terrorism. Certainly, Project Echelon, look it up, Echelon. Echelon. It's been around for almost 30 years. They listen to every one of your telephone calls and record it, every email, every fax. They have records of everything that you say and do, and they're all stored away so that one time they're going to be able to use them against you. Now they have the GPS, they can monitor your car, and basically this is we're moving towards a totally regulated dictatorship, and the time will soon come you'll neither buy nor sell unless you wear the mark of the beast or not be known by the number of his name, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Now, you need to be involved in this, ladies and gentlemen, for remember those words of Thomas Jefferson, and anybody who tells you Thomas Jefferson didn't believe in God has never seen the Jefferson Memorial. Was he a Christian? Probably not, as we would anticipate. He considered himself a Christian, but he didn't believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. But this is what he wrote, and you'll find this chiseled into the beautiful white marble, the most beautiful edifice there in Washington, D.C., the Jefferson Memorial. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And ladies and gentlemen, you should tremble for your country if you're not involved, because believe me, God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, some people, when I teach these principles of our founders, they say, well, you know, that document, the problem with the document of the Constitution, it's old. It's over 200 years old, and things have changed. You know, they didn't have the internet back then, and they didn't have this or that, and they didn't drive cars, and blah, blah, blah. There are all kinds of excuses. Like, well, okay, our founders were wise enough to recognize that perhaps there was elements of the Constitution that would not work as designed and needed to be changed. And so they provided in the Article 5 of our Constitution, the method for amending the Constitution, There's two different ways of amending it. They can amend it by the constitutional means, that is two-thirds of both houses of Congress, propose an amendment, pass an amendment, and if two-thirds of both houses pass the amendment, then they pass it on to the states, and it must be ratified by three-quarters of the states. And the other path of amending it is two-thirds of the state legislature. So beginning at the state legislatures, they call on Congress for a convention that would propose amendments, and then those amendments, again, have to be ratified by three-quarters of the states to be considered valid. By the way, we have never amended the Constitution by that second means, that is by application of the state legislatures. The 27 times our Constitution has been amended have always been by the congressional route, and I believe that the route that would be through the states asking for a constitutional convention are fraught with grave dangers because of the situation that we are in today. I take the words of James Madison, father of our Constitution, rather seriously, and 1 year after the Constitutional Convention, he said, having witnessed the difficulties and dangers experienced by the first convention, which assembled under every propitious circumstance, I should tremble for the result of a second. Indeed, today, if a constitutional convention were called, we have no way to control how those delegates would be selected or what rules or procedure would be followed. It's likely that Congress would claim that it is the one that sets the rules and it is the one that determines how delegates are selected, and basically they would control the whole process. But there's no guarantee, of course, that any delegates to a new convention would share our framers' view of fallen human nature, that human nature is sinful and therefore not to be trusted with unchecked power, nor of our founders' concomitant fear of government power. They knew that not only does power tend to corrupt, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. And they would therefore never entrust unchecked or unlimited power to any part of the government. And I doubt today you would find a group of delegates that would hold to that view that our founders held to so clearly. And that we're told by some who promote a constitutional convention that, oh, if they craft an amendment carefully, they could control what the convention could do. But history says otherwise, because the only example we have is of Congress gathering in Philadelphia at the convention they were only given permission to amend the Articles of Confederation. That's what their assignment was. And they went into that meeting and they ultimately didn't amend the Articles of Confederation. They proposed a whole new Constitution. We're grateful to God that they did. But nonetheless, that's the only example we have in history, and it's likely that any movement for a constitutional convention would not move in the direction of liberty for us, but rather of bondage. In fact,
let me just point out basically that we've certainly had the 16th and 17th Amendment. Now, I've certainly spent some time with a gentleman who went around to every state in the Union and found out that certainly the 16th and 17th Amendments were not ratified. And he wrote a couple of books on that. We used to carry them. And basically, of course, he found that many of the states either didn't ratify the 16th and 17th Amendment, or they altered the 16th and 17th Amendment, and then they sent it back to the Congress. That was, you cannot alter an amendment to the Constitution and vote on the altered amendment. You have to accept it or not. The 16th and 17th Amendments are not constitutional, but because of the degree of control that existed over the media at that time, and we're talking about the period 1914-1915, the wicked people were here at that time. Why? Because they needed the income tax so they could begin to monitor the people, ladies and gentlemen. They wanted to be able to monitor and control the people, and of course the 17th Amendment was, of course, to do away with the Republican concept of indirect election of senators. They wanted direct election of senators so they could control them. The senators initially were to be actually nominated and put in power by the states, and they were answerable to the states and look after states' rights. When you elect your senators, basically the senator belongs to the people who put up the money for his election. That's the way the system works. That's why they did not want direct election of senators. They wanted the senators to represent the states. not the power brokers, who even at the time of America's founding, back in 1787, they recognized the fact that people of great wealth at that time wanted to control the government. That's why they wanted indirect election, not direct election. And the 17th Amendment was direct election of the senators. And from that point, we began moving from the point where we were a republic to a democracy. Go right ahead, David.
Yes, and exactly why those should be undone, actually, because, as you say, they were not properly ratified. I believe states could just begin acting and nullifying them as not law, therefore appointing their senators and refusing to hold an election for senators. Might be a difficult battle, but a battle worth fighting to say the 16th and 17th should be nullified by the state government. Well, the dangers of a new constitutional convention, I think, are large enough that we should oppose a con-con, which is often what is called a constitutional convention. We should oppose it and not allow it to take place in our day.
And, ladies and gentlemen, there are people, of course, who want a dictatorship in America. When you understand that, when you understand they control the media, you can see how they're using it to drum up support for gun registration, gun confiscation. And when they take away the guns, they take away freedom.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Just a moment here. Well, I guess has been Pastor David Whitney, and one of the things most people don't know is that George Washington had over 300 slaves, and he released them all. He gave them their freedom, and of course, because he honestly believed in freedom, a truly remarkable individual. David, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your work.
Give my best to Michael.
I will.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Pastor David Whitney, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, would love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, join the Radio Liberty family, or certainly subscribe to our newsletter or get our products. We ask you, of course, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this truly is a spiritual battle. And, of course, I try to bring this out in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have between 50 and 100,000 copies of the book out across America. And this is the last week, as of Friday, we will discontinue our offer for a case of books for $149.95 suggested donation. And then, of course, shipping, but we provide a free tape, 4-CD set, or free DVD to help defray the cost of shipping. And they'll be shipped UPS as soon as they're completed. So we'll be putting the order in the first of next week. Those of you who put an order in early, and I hope you, I appreciate you being patient, but we've decided now we're just going to go ahead and order them. You have this week if you want to get a case of books. And believe me, it's a wonderful means of reaching people and making them understand the spiritual forces which are at work in the world today. So if you're in a position to get a case of the books, fine. Otherwise, let me suggest you get a copy of the book. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, to really understand what's going on today, and incidentally, if you can't afford the book, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, and the first video there is my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. I think I gave it 15 or more years ago, but it was from that talk that the book came. And so we hope that you'll get that, and then, of course, you'll help us to get the information out across America. And then, of course, you can change people's lives with a book, or you can get them to watch the DVD, and hopefully their lives will change. Under any circumstances, if you want to understand what's going on today, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. If you want to understand why it is, of course, that certainly the longevity for women is falling, fertility for women is falling. If you want to understand why so many people have chronic fatigue syndrome, and why certainly we have one of the highest infant mortality rates anywhere in the world, you need to get my talk on Population Control, The Covert Agenda. That's Population Control, The Covert Agenda. We have other talks on it, and they call it Genocide, Planned Population Reduction, but probably the most up-to-date talk is Population Control, The Covert Agenda. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. We're actually interview CIA assassins assigned to kill people here in America. One of the two assassins is dead, the other one's disappeared, and of course the other two tapes are interviews with a gentleman who tracked down the man who was paid by our government to kill General George Patton. And of course we carry a book, a Target Patton. There's no question they killed General Patton. Why? Why? Because, of course, he was going to come home and tell the American people that he had wanted, of course, to go across Germany and take Berlin. And then, of course, he felt communism was an enemy. And, of course, what people don't understand is communism has been financed by the United States since its inception. Why? Because you need an enemy, just like we need the enemy of terrorism today, to rally the people behind the government to justify a massive military state. In the name of supporting our patriotic boys who are fighting for America. Ladies and gentlemen, our men are not fighting for America. They're fighting for the globalist dream of the subversive element, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of these organizations. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Jim of Eight, and we're going to be talking already about evangelism in America. And for those of you who listen to our programs regularly, you realize, of course, that I believe the battle is not political or cultural or financial or ideological. It is a spiritual battle. But we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and the only hope we have for America is to try to suddenly have a massive revival. I don't see any evidence of it, but I hope and pray that I'm wrong. I hope and pray that people will turn back to the Lord, and maybe we'll only reach a certain number of people. Maybe we'll reach massive numbers of people, or maybe some charismatic evangelist will come along and really be able to turn America around. But the important thing is, maybe we're only reaching a small number of people, but those people, hopefully, who listen to our programs regularly are drawing closer to the Lord and preparing to depend upon Him during the very difficult times that lie ahead. Pastor Jim, did I pronounce your last name right?
It's Oviatt.
Oviatt, okay, fine. Pastor Jim Oviatt, go right ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on, Stan. I appreciate it. I just want to talk about leading people to Jesus. But first, I'd like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this chance, Lord, and we ask your word to go forth. All the glory would go to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I just would want to encourage the people to evangelize that it's the one gift given to the church. It's the one thing that's given to everybody in the church. We'll all be a part of evangelism.
Now, Jim, Jim, are you on a regular telephone?
Yeah, I could talk up a little bit.
All right, go right ahead.
I myself, I'm just a regular guy that just got saved 20 years ago, and I've been an evangelist pretty much 6 months after I got saved. I've always worked. I just, you know, would encourage people there is that everybody can be an evangelist, everybody, man, woman, child. I worked with kids for 12 years. You know, I've been a head pastor of a church for 8 and a half now, but before that, for 12 years, I worked with children. I took a few kids to church every Sunday, and I've always took people to church. It's gone in different seasons. The Lord works in seasons. So at times, we run up to 4 church vans, taking up to 100 kids a week to church. And then right now, we're just taking adults to church. But I do drive a church van every week. Hallelujah. And, evangelism is just something that it's a personal thing that you do. Everybody you talk to, you try to lead to the Lord. And also, evangelism is, if I can put it into words so people can understand, it's kind of messy, and it's always not conventional. That's why in established churches, you don't see it work that well, because it's a personal one-on-one thing, and each person that evangelizes whoever God put them around, who's ever stepped before you, is who you're to work with. You know, and people, church people don't like to get around lost people. And in order to evangelize, you got to be around lost people. You got to go out, also become all things to all people, that we may win a few.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Pastor Jim Oviatt, and we're talking about evangelism in America today. And basically, this is something we all ought to be doing in whatever way we can. I can do it certainly because I have access to the airwaves, but you have the opportunity to talk to people. You'll meet them in the store. You'll meet them on the street. You'll meet them in the post office. You'll meet them in perhaps an orchard or Walmart. Wherever you reach people, why, at least whatever way you possibly can, at least bring out the fact that you believe in the Lord. That will have an impact on them. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Pastor Jim, you go right ahead.
All right. I really, you know, evangelism is has to do with your conscience and your heart. And, you know, as you go out and you meet people, I call it like a circuit rider. I go out every Saturday. I try to meet new people, knock doors, whatever it takes, go stand and go to the supermarket. I really like to evangelize the supermarket and meet people. I pretty much know everybody in the town from doing it. Hallelujah. But if your conscience ain't right, you know, then you got to get your conscience right. You got to find a church where you can take them to, where they'll be discipled and loved. And then your heart has to be right, because a lot of times evangelism gets real messy and it kind of seems like you're going in the wrong direction or that kind of thing. And we call it coming to the end of our flesh. So as you evangelize, you usually cost you something. You got to do something for people, take them somewhere, help them out, feed the poor, help them get along in life and that kind of thing. And if you get to the point, usually through events, I do a lot of events, you know, like we have big gatherings, that kind of thing. I get to the point where I can't handle it anymore and I fall down on my knees. And at that point, you see the power of God moving your life. Evangelism, also another name for it, would be miracle. Every kind of miracle there is, I've got to see during the 20 years I've done it. You know, and it's just a glimpse of Christ's glory. And the neat thing about evangelism is Christ is with you. He's your co-laborer. And he confirms the gospel by, as you do it, you know, as you go out and preach the gospel, he'll confirm it with signs and wonders following, says in Mark. And also, hallelujah, evangelism. I get so excited, it's hard to put it in words. But evangelism is an awesome thing. Hallelujah. That's kind of my trademark, is a hallelujah. I always scream hallelujah all the time to people. Amen.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, then you are the senior minister of a church. How large a church is it?
It's about your average size church, about 40 to 50 members. But I work with about 500 people or more, usually. You know, just I do free weddings, free funerals. We have services, two different things. I do a couple ministries. We do food quite a bit, but everybody in America has pretty much got food. So another ministry I do is I give away free washers and dryers to poor people. I usually work with, we do drug and alcohol deliverance, and I work with the poor people. The Bible says, do not ascend to men of high estate, but condescend to men of low estate. Has God not chosen the poor in this world rich in faith and heirs? Has God not chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom, those who love him? Hallelujah. And so you try to help people. You get to know people. You got to get to know. People don't care how much you know about Jesus until they know how much you care about them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Pastor Jim Oviatt, and basically, you have to understand that Pastor Jim works with people. He's got a church, 40 or 50 people in it, but he works with a lot of people to try to help them. And of course, this is one means of reaching people and bringing them to the Lord, is because people look for answers when they're having problems, when people are wealthy, when everything's going fine. Certainly, I've worked with doctors as a physician. Why, most doctors are not Christians. And basically, we had a small Bible study group in our community put on by a wonderful minister. But there were not that many doctors, and the doctors that were there, every one of them had had a crisis in his life, of whether he'd lost a wife, whether they'd lost a son, whether they'd lost a loved one, whether they'd had a lawsuit, whatever it was. It was some sort of a crisis that caused them to actually turn towards the Lord. Do you find that's true, Pastor Jim?
It's absolutely true. That's what happened to me. I actually was a drug dealer, came out of the drug world, and actually OD'd on drugs. And I almost died, and God let me live, and I've lived for him for 20 years. Every one of the elders in our church has almost died or had a heart attack. Every one of us come from out of a death situation. And at that point, you actually get converted.
Well, I think one of our favorite guests is Pastor Billy Crone. I don't know how many of our listeners have heard him, but Pastor Crone came out of the drug scene, and he'd been under drugs and certainly into all sorts of devious activity for many years, And one day, well, the Lord just saved him, and he certainly is one of our favorite guests, and we carry his DVDs. Does a wonderful job, and he's become a close friend of our family. My family visits him in Las Vegas, where his church is, and they'll be going up there here in April to visit him again. But, I mean, it was basically that crisis in his life, going from the drug scene to becoming a Christian minister. And a few weeks after he'd become a Christian, he was off to Bible school and to become an excellent minister with a tremendous video outreach. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, well, Pastor Jim, you mentioned, of course, that you'd seen all sorts of miracles. And I really do believe that God still does work miracles today. Would you like to discuss a few of them for us?
Yeah, there's one that's been on my heart. It was when I first got saved. I got saved, and I just figured everybody needed to go to church. And the ones I could get to go to church at that point were children. So I would just always go and take 4 or 5 kids to church. Well, I always did for probably 10 years, you know. So I pretty much went through a lot of kids. But I would always take kids to church and that kind of thing. And they had this revival at this Baptist church. I come out of the Baptist church, and they were having a revival just come in. And there was this, and I was out inviting little kids, and I seen these girls. I'd met these little girls at Walmart. I just met them. I go up to them, and I go, I asked her, Mom, you know, would you like to go to this revival? It's coming next Sunday night, I think it was. And she goes, no. And the little girl goes, I'll go. And it was like on a Friday, so I went over to her house the next day, and I led her to Jesus. Hallelujah. She gave her heart to Jesus. And then the next night was to go to the revival on a Sunday. And I hadn't even thought about it. I had to go to my sister's house. She's a Jesus freak, and she loaned me her station wagon. So I had to go over there after work, because I always keep a job. I always work. And so I brought the station wagon home, and I went out and got in. It was going to head to the revival. And all of a sudden, I noticed there was a huge storm. We live in Oregon, and it was in the wintertime. And the trees were swaying, because I lived up on a street with a bunch of big trees. And I'm looking at those trees going, whoa, I don't even know if I can get down the street. And I just stopped and I said, Lord Jesus, would you just stop this storm? If it be your will that I go pick up these kids, I can't be unsafe, you know. I didn't even think nothing about it. Went, drove to her house, picked her up, took her to the church, and she went forward in the church, gave her heart to Jesus, and really blessed all these people. You know, and it was the only one that went forward during the revival meeting. The Holy Ghost was all over. We just all smiled. And I brought her back home. I didn't think nothing of it. And then the next night I'm watching the news, and it shows there was this big storm coming off the coast, headed right for Oregon. It got right to the coast of Oregon. He said, never seen nothing like that before. It turned and went right into Washington. Jesus. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Most of the healings now, though, I see, are healings. But also I want to talk about the power of the gospel. The gospel is powerful. It's the most powerful thing on this earth. When you preach the gospel to somebody about the love of Christ, the blood of Christ, the redemption that's in Christ, the word of God goes forth and binds the devil off them long enough they can see the light of the gospel. And it does it to every lost person for at least a second. They see the glory of Christ when you preach the gospel to them. And also the gospel flows out of us like a river, and it changes lives. As I went into the adult ministry in the past probably 8 years, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of crank addicted people get set free at crank. I can't explain how it happens, but I'll go back, I'll go out on the streets on the weekends, and I'll preach the gospel to them. And if they receive it and they don't reject me, I'll usually come back in a few months, and I've seen hundreds of them that just got off crank. It's just amazing. They go, I don't know what happened, but, you know, it just changed my life. And see, we always see, we walk by faith, not by sight. We always see it later on. And, you know, we've seen a lot of amazing healings and that kind of thing. It's pretty commonplace. With us, usually our most amazing healings are with children and babies, because I've always, when I surrendered my life to be a minister to Christ, I surrendered it for children. But over time, staying faithful and that kind of thing, I've got to become the head pastor. That's how comes we had the church bands and that thing, because I was in charge. That's what I like to do, is work with kids. But lately, we haven't been working with kids that much. It's been adult ministry, which is a lot harder. Amen. But it's the ministry God has before us now. We're working with older people, leading them to the Lord. Another really incredible story, and this might take a while, but was our main member. He just passed about 3 weeks ago. His name was Al Linder, and he passed and went with the Lord. But I actually led him to the Lord about 10 years ago, me and this other evangelist. He was an alcoholic for 25 years, and he got saved, and he came to church, and we worked with him. It's over years. I worked with his kids for like, I worked with this 18 years. I worked with this man's kids. And anyway, after about 10 years, I began to pray for him for a whole year, and then I'd forgot about him. And then this other evangelist came and said, let's start a church with adults. So we went back to all the parents of the kids I'd worked with, and I'd worked with his kids for about 10 years at that point. And so we got him to come to church finally once. I want to make it a long story short. And he came to church, and he gave his heart to Jesus, got saved, but he had a lot of baggage in his life. And so it's kind of a pattern that happens with lost people. It's really hard to get them saved. So we got him into the church, got him saved, but he went back into the world. He went back serving the devil, went back drinking. We'd see him for about a year. You know, he wouldn't come to church, and he'd be out coming out of a liquor store and walking down the street. And then he got in a fight after about a year and got hit in the back of the head and basically got killed. Got hit in the back of the head with a hammer. Went to the hospital. They called me up to go pray for him and that kind of thing. My wife went over there, and they gave him no chance to live at all. He was in a coma. He actually, a week went by. They sewed him up, and they didn't realize his skull was fractured, and a piece of his skull went into his brain. So by Friday, I went to his house. He was in a coma. He couldn't talk. He was going into a coma, and they thought he was having a stroke, but they rushed him to the hospital. They find out that his skull's broken. So they tell his wife that, you know, they can just let him die, or they can operate on him, but he has no chance of ever being anything but a vegetable because he's got an infection in his brain. He has a staph infection in his brain. His wife made him operate. They didn't even fill up the back of his skull because it was such a bad injury. And he woke up the next day, and he was all right. And he said that while he was in that coma, he woke up in hell. And all he could see was a little light that was dark and cold and scared to death. And he knew there was something behind him that was really evil. And he kept looking for the little light. So then it took him about 3 or 4 months to come out of it. And during that time, we asked him, you know, he never drunk again. He said, when they did the surgery on my brain, they took out the alcohol, and he got completely delivered from alcohol after 25 years. He, you know, I'm making a long story short, because we can go on for hours about this guy. It was an incredible thing. And he ends up gets on fire for the Lord. He listened to the Bible every day for like 3 years, became an elder in our church, served in our church for probably 3 or 4 years, was one of our main members, just passed away about 3 weeks ago. And that's really what lit me on fire and gave me the fire to call you up. Hallelujah. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And to watch him die, he found out he was going to die, and it was nothing they could do for him about a month before he died. He got angry for like a day, and then he decided, I'm just going to worship God. And for the next month until he died, he was just worshiping God all the time. Actually, one time we went to the hospital, and he almost died, and we were praying for him. He had his hands up in the air. And then later when he came out of it, he goes, was I worshiping God? And he said, yeah, you were. And he just said this peace came over him, and he just worshiped God. So God took him. He wanted to die at home in peace because he had terminal lung disease. It was an amazing thing to see someone with something like that. I don't know if I ever see it again. The guy literally had the gift of faith. The Lord came for him.
Well, if his faith can transform a life and can just take some of the most disreputable people and turn them into productive citizens. And this is what Teen Challenge and other similar ministries do. They take something, the derelicts of the world, and they really takes about a year. They actually have to go into these programs, and they follow through with it. They get about an 80%, 85% something, you know, a recovery rate. Whereas, of course, the secular world, if they can get, you know, 15 or 20% of the people that they put into psychiatric institutions or certainly into support facilities without any religious background, I mean, if they get 15 or 20%, they're doing very well. I mean, the Lord can accomplish great and wonderful things. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you have a question, and for our guest, Pastor Jim, why a comment on this, but really, of course, America needs the Lord today, probably more than anything else. The only thing that's going to change the direction of our country, which is repudiated Christianity, is one by one we're going to have to reach people. And I think the fact that Pastor Jim is out there talking to people in the stores and talking to people every place he meets, sort of like Dwight Moody did. In fact, it was said that Dwight Moody tried to win one person to the Lord every single day. And every place he went, he always went out and talked about the Lord, talking to complete strangers. And I'm sure you do the same thing, don't you, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, I got a saying I say about that is, you know you're on fire for the Lord when you walk up to complete strangers and tell them you love Jesus, and people in the church are throwing cold buckets of water on you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But if we're going to change America, it's going to have to be done with the Spirit of the Lord. And it's going to have to be done not certainly by a charismatic leader, but by people who love the Lord, who are willing simply to to talk about Him and talk to everybody they come in contact with. And basically, remember, the purpose of education is to destroy the child's faith in Jesus Christ. We must reach them. We must try to get the children out of public education. I know very well this is how they wiped out my beliefs when I was young. It took a long time to come back again. Wouldn't it be far better if they never turned back away from the Lord?
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Jim Oviatt, and we're talking simply about evangelism. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But I can tell you, I honestly believe, after watching the world for 50 years, we're entering into the most difficult period of your life and of certainly of my life. And basically, of course, we're heading into a war in the Middle East. How it's going to come together, I don't know. But when you hear the head of the premier of Afghanistan talking about how the American government is working closely with the Taliban to create incidents of terror and bombing and killing in Afghanistan to justify the American troops remaining there. And of course, why representatives of the government say why our government would never kill innocent civilians. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we've killed hundreds of innocent civilians in Pakistan with our drones, and we've killed American citizens with our drones who are non-combatants. Certainly, the son of the man that they killed was a non-combatant, and the man himself was a non-combatant. He never took up arms against America. He was critical of America and critical of our being over there killing people, but he didn't take up arms. He wasn't carrying weapons or arming the other people who were fighting America, so we just killed him. And they've said we're not going to, the president has said he will not kill any non-combatant American citizens in the United States, but he doesn't define what is a combatant or non-combatant. Is a combatant somebody who disagrees with the government, as the people that they killed in Yemen recently? They have said they have the right to use drones to kill, for all intents and purposes, combatants in America. Well, but they don't define the word combatant. I think we're moving into very difficult and dangerous times for anybody who loves the Lord, and what a wonderful, wonderful time to begin talking to people, because I think people are going to be very receptive, especially when the economy collapses. They're going to be looking for answers, and you've got to be there to take advantage of the crises that are coming, to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord. And you're going to have to learn to have just a little bit of chutzpah, and sometimes just to speak out about the Lord. Sometimes we're a little embarrassed to do that. But I'm sure, Pastor Jim, you aren't embarrassed at all, are you?
Well, a little bit at times, but you get past that. You can't let men's faith stop you. But actually, you know, the greatest mission field in the world is America right now. And I call myself an embedded missionary. I'm embedded in America. Hallelujah, just like they go over there and they have the embedded news reporters. I support the ministry myself.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, then, what is the response you get from most people as you talk to them and tell them you love Jesus and they should love Jesus as well? What's the response of somebody you just don't know at all and you come up to them and approach them with that thesis?
Well, generally, they're just shocked, and they're all Christians, usually. You know, generally, 80% of them say they're Christians, and, you know, 80% of them are lost at the time. I look for a person that's not going to church, a lost person, you know, because religious people are too hard to deal with, generally. And if they're already going to church, they're already somebody else's responsibility. But generally, especially men, if you go up to a man and tell him that he needs to get saved, he really gets mad at you because you're basically telling him he's going to hell. So you really have to be, brave, and you have to push on. Generally, 2 out of 100 people will come to the Lord right on the spot, but it takes a while, several months, to get to witness to 100 separate people. But generally, and it's an amazing thing, because the Spirit of God will come over them, the Word of God will bind the devil off of them, and the Holy Ghost will touch them. See, it's the ministry of the Holy Ghost. It really is. That's one of the things, is you have to be a disciple of Christ, you have to know the Bible, and you have to have a working knowledge of the Bible. You have to know the Bible inside and out, because you're going to have to explain it to them in a short amount of time. And you're going to need the Spirit. You're going to have to trust in the Holy Ghost to do the work. He takes the things of Christ and makes it real to them. He puts conviction on men so they know that they need a Savior. And it's really neat, because sometimes when I witness to a man, I'll say, because they won't respond, they'll just stand there and they'll kind of be shocked. And I'll go, your conscience is tingling, isn't it? And they go, how do you know that? Because the gospel is going forth and bringing your conscience to life. And I'll go, it is. You know, and they may reject the gospel. Most of the time they will. But if they show any response at all to it, then I'll come back the next week and I'll continue to talk to them. I go by two things. If they show any response at all, or if I get an unction from the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost won't let me leave them alone, I'll just keep preaching. And, you know, generally with kids, you can preach to them for a long time. With adults, you've got a real short amount of time. But I'll preach to somebody as long as they'll let me, until they run off, usually. Hallelujah. It says the righteous are bold as a lion. Anyway, the cutting edge of God's kingdom is 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. And them are the ones that I recommend, the young people that want to go out, or a young evangelist will work with those, and, you know, because you will see the best response. And anybody can take two or three kids to church. And generally, if you find a church that will preach the gospel, they will come to the Lord within a few months.
All right, telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, you know, it is truly a miraculous thing when people come to have a personal relationship with the Lord, and it really does transform their lives. It's almost an instantaneous transformation. Give us a call if you have a question, comment. We'll be right back.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her, man, guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, be. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Jim Oviatt. And our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Pastor Jim says that America is the greatest evangelical field today. And in many respects, that's right, because America one time was a Christian nation, but they've gradually eroded the Christian foundation of this country. They put the subversive element into the Supreme Court. And from 1944 until 1971, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools. And subsequently, they took the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And now we can't have any Christmas holidays. We can't have any Easter celebrations in our schools. And the purpose of our education is not to study, educate, but is to destroy the faith of the children
in God. And that's a major purpose of our education today. Destroy their faith. Tell them all about how wonderful evolution is. Tell them about how wonderful world government is. And you must understand this whole idea of world government is Satan's plan. This is what's going on. And certainly Jim says that a great place to be working is certainly with children. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And before we get to Dave, who's calling from Central New York, Pastor Jim, how can people reach you if they'd like to reach you and get in touch with you?
Well, they could just come to Sweet Home and ask for me. It's in Sweet Home, Oregon. And,
okay, fine. Really, do you have a telephone number or website or anything?
No, I really don't. I mean, we have
all right, fine. You're just out on the front lines of this battle and doing the best you can. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dave, how are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's good to hear this Pastor Jim on. Just want to call with a testimony from yesterday about I like to use gospel tracts as an introduction to talk to people about Jesus. And I was up in the nursing home the other day, the hospital nursing home, and on the way out after visiting two people, there was a fellow in a wheelchair, probably around 80 years old, and so I shared a tract with him, and I said, what this will tell you, and I introduced myself. I said, Bob, what this will do is tell you about Jesus, how Jesus died for your sins and shed his blood for you, and how God left heaven, took upon himself a body like yours and mine so he could go to the cross and die for your sins. And he says, he did? I said, yes, Bob, he did. If God really loves you and Jesus paid for all of your sins on the cross, he says, he did? I said, yes, Bob. And so I asked him if he wanted to accept Jesus as his Savior, and I told him he could pray a simple prayer and tell the Lord he believed that Jesus died for his sins and took his punishment and rose again. And I said, I'll pray with you, or Bob, you can pray and call on the Lord right now. He says, I don't know how. I said, well, lead you in a simple prayer if you want to. And he said, okay. So that was fantastic there right in the hall. Had a chance to lead the fellow to Christ. And I'll go up and see him a day or two and get to know him. But I never expected, Dr. Stan, that I hear those words. We're talking about the cross and what Jesus did, the way he expressed he did. I said, yes, Bob. So praise the Lord for that.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, Dave, because it's so important, and we all really should be doing things of this sort. It's hard, though. You've got to have real dedication to go to the old people's home. Yet these people need to hear about the Lord. Everybody needs to hear about him, and this is the reason our country's in the mess it is today, is because we were once a strong Christian nation. But that is no longer true today. They've progressively, over the last 50 years, eroded and destroyed the Christian foundation of this country. And when I turn on television to watch, I usually, after the program here, I go in, we watch the news, and you see a couple of men kissing or a couple of women kissing, you know, and now a new lesbian marriage or new homosexual marriage. And the media in America is pushing this. The media has been taken over and is trying to make us feel that homosexual marriage is perfectly all right. We can't stop homosexuals from living together. We can't stop homosexualities. We can say it's wrong. We can tell lesbians, of course, that they're one in three is going to get breast cancer because of what they're doing. But this information is being suppressed. They really want to kill them off. But at least I've known lesbians who are wonderful people, and homosexuals are wonderful people. And yet, of course, what we're doing is eroding the moral foundation of this country and laying us open for God's judgment, which I think is coming. All we can do is can be going there, talking to people in the old folks' home. Cindy Jim can be talking to people in the grocery store. And everybody out there in the audience can be doing something. Anything else you'd like to say, Dave?
No, I'm just excited about listening to him talk about reaching people for Christ. I was wondering, does he use gospel tracts also?
Jim, do you use gospel tracts or just conversations?
Yeah, I do at different times. I've passed out a few thousand of them on the street out here. Sometimes they have a lot of people come to my street or different things. Whatever the God's using at the time, we use. Hallelujah. Just whatever, you know, however, whatever works with you. I do everything, and usually when I go out on a Saturday, however God, the first thing I'll preach to somebody, I'll preach for the rest of that Saturday, and usually on Sunday too. Just however, you know, the first way you witness to somebody. Kind of amazing. It's all by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I do have a book I would like to really push called The Bible.
Okay, fine. Well, that's just certainly the best read book in the world. And it's vitally important to understand what's going on today, because I think we are seeing over in the Middle East today the unfolding of the ancient prophecies that are coming to pass. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
No, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
God bless. Keep up the wonderful work. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And how do you, out there in the listening audience, how do you feel about just going up to a complete stranger and giving them a Bible tract, or certainly talking to them about the Lord? Go right ahead, Pastor. Certainly, often you say that many of the people you talk to are already Christians.
Well, they say they are, you know, but about 80% will tell you they're Christians, but about 10 or 20% are. They just, because we're raised in a Christian society, they think because their mom was a Christian, they're a Christian. But the way that you can tell is if you take their spiritual temperature. The way I do that is I ask them, do you know you're going to heaven? And that's how you tell. Right away they'll say, well, I think I am. Well, if you think you are, you aren't. You got to know you're going to heaven. You got to have your faith in what Jesus did. The fact that he was God's son, he lived a sinless life, he came here, he died on the cross, shed his blood to cover our sins, and rose again on the third day. If you'll put your faith in that and that alone, you can be saved. Hallelujah. And you know, that gives you a chance to preach the gospel. You usually come at them from lots of different angles. One way is to say, are you a Christian? And then I use my office in the church, the pastor or whatever. If you tell them you're a pastor, because I've been at this so long, that gives me an extra couple minutes to preach to them, because they'll show respect for the ministry. But also, you know, another thing about it, what drives a person, because there's a burning in me, just like with you, your ministry, with my ministry, is the Bible. And the Bible, you can get it on tape. People that want to hear the Bible can hear. We can use this modern technology to our own good. That's how I became a preacher. I'm a truck driver, and I sat in the truck for 5 years and listened to the Bible all day. Hallelujah. And the Bible is a book of evangelism. It'll teach you how to do it. It'll teach you how to pray. It'll teach you how to witness. It'll teach you how to do spiritual warfare. All these things is all in the book. It's contained inside the book. Hallelujah. And you need to know certain verses, but mainly is you got to realize that evangelism, you just do it. It's called the gift of help. You go out and you help people. You know, we go out to evangelize. If someone's broke down alongside the road, that's how we get to know them. We go get them gas, help them fix their car. You know, that's how you see. People think that, you know, you just go out there and you just drive people crazy. No, you go out there and you help people. We got the answer. The answer to the problems of America is the gospel, the good news that Christ has come. Because everybody knows two things. Everybody knows that God made them, whether they're denying it or not, if they're in denial. And everybody knows they have a sin problem. And God knew that we would have a sin problem, so he sent his son to die on our cross, on that cross, in our place. And the natural part of Christianity is to grow up in Christ. As you grow up, you get filled with the Spirit. And see, being filled with the Spirit gives you the ability to go on. I've been doing this for 20 years, and what has marked my evangelism is having the energy to continue to do it day after day, year after year. And it's because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's a natural part of Christianity. Hallelujah. And the way you find that is by reading the Bible. I kept reading the Bible and listening to it on tape, and it kept telling me I needed to be filled with the Spirit, so I would just begin to pray. Lord Jesus, would you pray your Father to fill with the Spirit? And I just naturally became filled with the Spirit. And when you get filled with the Spirit, you'll have the energy for two things. You'll love people, and you'll have the ability to live the Christian life. Most of the time in the church members cannot live a Christian life because they're not filled, and they're not filled with the Holy Ghost, and the reason why they're not is because they're not completely dedicated to Christ. Jesus said in the book of Acts that if you obey my commandments, then I'll give you the Spirit. And if you don't obey Christ, he's not your Lord and Savior, he can't fill you with the Spirit. So in your obedience, in your walk with Christ, as you begin to obey him, the more you obey him, the more you get filled with the Spirit. And that's generally in your life being full of peace, love, joy, long-suffering, kindness, and also living a pure life. And you can't produce these things on your own. The Holy Ghost has to produce them through you. And as you do that, you fall more and more in love with Jesus, and he gives you the power to go out and to win souls. Because all I am is a vessel. I don't take any credit. I'm a complete loser without Jesus. But in Christ, I'm unstoppable. Hallelujah! I've got to watch Christ baptize 600 people in this town. I've got to dunk them underneath the water and see Jesus do it. I've got to lead hundreds of kids to the Lord. But it was never me. And usually, you get resistance. You know, that's why it does take some training, and you got to be faithful in little things. Faithful in a little, faithful in a lot. And God cannot move you up in the ministry until you stay faithful. And you stay with the little bit he gives you.
If he tells you to go work with one person, you work with that person until he gives you another one. If he tells you to go work with four or five kids, and the way he tells you is whoever he puts before you. If you stay faithful, then God can use you more and more. Most people, they don't want to be used of God. They want to just, you know, do their little bit and then go on and be in the world. But our God is an all-consuming fire, a jealous God. He demands all of us. And in that is your joy and your salvation. You know you're going to go to heaven, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're filled with joy. But if you don't want that, then you'll never be at peace, and you'll never be filled with joy in your Christian walk. You'll always be lacking something, and always have this empty feeling inside you because you're not completely committed to Christ. And in the times that are coming, I believe what you're talking about, Ben, rough times are coming on America, and it's time for the Christian, Israel, to stand up and to begin to be the church of America. Our founding fathers and our forefathers were good, godly men, and the remnant of them are still in America, and God is still honoring them. But now God is demanding us to stand up and take a stand, hold up the standard of Christ over this land, and show them there's righteousness in Jesus, and that we're to live a certain way. And this stuff, the gospel will go forth in power if we will just begin to tell. Love thy Lord God with all thy heart. Lean not upon thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Quit trying to figure it out on your own. You will never figure out the power of God or the gospel on your own. You just got to not lean on your own understanding and just believe God and go out and do it. The work of evangelism is work. The reason why I'm an evangelist is I work harder than everybody else. I'm not ashamed of it. It ain't me. It's Christ in me. But I'll work generally and until most preachers drop. They don't get it. You know, it's a gift. I have the gift. It's a gift ministry. That's why I don't get paid. It's just something I do. And I'm bragging on Jesus. It ain't me. Hallelujah. And I'm getting kind of old now. I'd like to see more people. That's why. And the anointing of God. A lot of people don't understand the anointing. The anointing of God is when you serve Jesus, you get close to Jesus, he paints himself on you. Hallelujah. So that when you're out there and you're fighting against principalities and lost people and demons, they literally think Christ is coming and standing there, and it scares them and they run. That's why all these people get set free of crank and alcohol and that kind of thing. If you'll just be brave enough to go out and preach the gospel will do the work. It's the fire in the church. And that's why you don't see the church with the fire, because the fire is the gospel. It cleans the person preaching it, and it also cleans the lost people. That's why Paul said that the power of this world is the preaching of the gospel. It's all the power we need. It will change countries. That's why this country is free. The freedom we have today is from the gospel, the preaching of the gospel. Men of God would stand up, not compromise, and preach the truth. Without God and belief in God, you're just a reprobate, a heathen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, basically I'm firmly convinced that we're going to be seeing probably later this year or certainly next year some very dramatic changes. I think that the war that is going to take place over there in Syria is going one way or another to involve us. And if that war doesn't, Jordan is going to be falling very soon. Saudi Arabia is going to be falling very soon. That whole part of the world is going to deteriorate into a cauldron, a seething cauldron, and there are going to be consequences right here at home. There really are people in Washington, D.C. who are going to provoke violent acts, just like they were actually financing the Taliban to commit acts of violence over there in Afghanistan, so we can justify keeping our troops there. That's what Mr. President Karzai said this last week. I believe he's accurate. And we know, certainly, what is the response of the State Department? Why, we would never kill innocent civilians. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think our drones are doing in Pakistan? Well, I think they're going to do the same thing here. They're going to actually have simulated terrorist attacks like the attack on the Twin Towers. And ladies and gentlemen, they would never allow an independent investigation. Why? They would never allow anybody to actually check the steel beams that made that. Why? Because it had been cut across. They'd been cut across with explosives, one sort or another. That's why the building came down the way it did. And that's why, of course, so many of the people who worked on the cleaning up that became violently ill because of the explosives that had been utilized. And so many of the people who worked on cleaning up the Twin Towers are permanently invalided. And then, of course, there were so many people killed. And then they gave all of their families $1 million just to buy their silence. And the people who wanted to get the cases to court to prove this was actually a phony controlled demolition, why they've come under tremendous pressure. Anybody who doubts that needs to go up on the internet and look up Jimmy Walter. Jimmy Walter. Jimmy Walter was a multimillionaire who ran ads in the New York Times pointing out this was a controlled demolition. His life was threatened. He's hiding over in Austria today. And you can find out at an interview done on the 11th of September, 2011. You'll find it on the internet. September 11, 2011. 10 years after the attack. They're still tracking him. They're still intimidating him, living over in Austria today. Why? Because Jimmy Walter had come out publicly and said they were controlled demolitions. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's real. And as times get worse, what a wonderful time to do what Pastor Jim is doing, and that is try to reach people with the gospel. Pastor Jim, go right ahead.
Well, another thing is when you do lead someone to Jesus, they love you for the rest of their life. Maybe 2 in 100 will come to the Lord. The other 98 ain't going to like you real well, but the 2 will love you the rest of your life. And in this small town I'm in Sweet Home, that, you know, kids I've led to the Lord are now like a couple of our ushers or kids I led to the Lord like 10, 15 years ago. And they're dedicated to you. They love you because you showed them who Jesus was. And it also puts the helmet of salvation on. And when the helmet of salvation's on you, and you believe in God, that God's watching you, it makes it a lot harder to sin. That's why it's so important. If the foundation be destroyed, what shall we do? It's why it's important to win these children to Jesus and work at it. And realize that each one of us can do this. This is not too hard. It's the great commandment given to the church. God knew that if he didn't give us something to do in the church, we would begin to fight among ourselves or fight over doctrine. So he gave us the great commission to go out and win souls. And that keeps the fire in the church.
And I think that's really so true. We spend so much time arguing about doctrine that we forget about bringing people to the Lord. I think Pastor Jim Oviatt is certainly doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much. Hang on for just a minute. Well, Pastor Jim, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, then we'll let you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Stan, for letting me talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. And also, I do encourage people to go out and just whoever's before you, just work at it a little bit and just do what works for you. Evangelism, Christ doesn't tell us exactly how to do it. He tells us the gospel and tells us to go out and feed his sheep and feed his lamb, but there's no set way to do it. And the way that used to work back in the 50s and the 60s don't work today. Do something different. Do whatever works to lead people to Jesus. We did our Sunday school class at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We'd go out, pick them up, give them snacks, and preach them the gospel. And we always had 50 kids come every Saturday night because everybody wanted a babysitter. You got to be unconventional. That's the way the gospel works. You got to go out. Most people don't think that you would go out on the streets or knock doors or go stand in a line at a grocery store to win people to Jesus. Or whenever in your job, whoever's around you, you know, if they'll listen to you about Jesus, you know, it gets you in trouble. It's costly jobs. But I'm telling you one thing. One of these days, you're going to stand before the Lord. He's going to ask you, what did you do for me? And you know, I'm not going to stand there and say nothing. Hallelujah. You know, if you really love him, you'll keep his commandment and do what he says. And he says to love him with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. And you cannot love your neighbor and just let him go to hell without even trying to warn him. Now, there's different ways of going at it. Sometimes you have to work with a person for a while, you know, before you even bring the gospel to him. Everybody's an individual, but everybody needs Jesus. Hallelujah. And I do appreciate this time. And I encourage people. I'm just a regular guy. I can't read very well. I can't even spell. I just listen to the Bible on tape. God called me to be a minister. And I'm calling other people tonight. That's why he put me on the phone. The call is going out. Are you going to accept the call of the Lord or aren't you? Are you going to have some fruit for the king or not when he comes? Because he's coming soon. Hallelujah.
Amen to that. Well, I certainly applaud you for what you're doing, Pastor Jim. And I just wish you the very best. And please keep us appraised of how your ministry is coming, will you?
I will. Thank you. Yeah.
God bless and bye-bye, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you a little later. Bye-bye.
Let
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoyed Pastor Jim this evening. He's just a person, who truck driver, who was, the Lord led him to become an evangelist, and he goes out. He has a small church, but he has a lot of people in that church. He's led to the Lord, and this is what it's all about. He doesn't get paid for what he does. He has a job to support himself. He's totally dedicated to the Lord, and I think that every one of us can learn from his sacrifice and the things that he said, and that you can use tracts. You can just talk to people, but each one of us has an obligation, and that is to bring others to the Lord. I think we're heading into a very, very difficult time, and we hope that during this time you'll do everything you can to keep people's attention focused on the Lord, because we're involved in the spiritual battle. And believe me, I think you're going to see many of the prophecies coming to pass. I do believe we're going to see more in the way of wars. I think we're going to see something drastic happen to America. Because, of course, if you read the scriptures and you read about Babylon, and if something happens to this city, this great financial leader of the world in the end times, and suddenly this city, which is by the ocean, is suddenly destroyed by fire, and basically the ship captains can see the smoke, and the merchants of the world weep, because certainly now they can no longer sell their goods because the financial center of the world has been destroyed. What do you think the financial center of the world is today? It's New York City, and of course it's a city on the ocean, and alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots. Read this up, get your concordance, understand. We're heading into very, very difficult times. Make your preparations, certainly physically, financially, but spiritually, for the difficult times that lie ahead. Now, certainly if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it. This is the last week we'll be offering a special. You can get a case of the books for, well, about $2.40 each. You'll get 64 books. A suggested donation of $149.95 plus shipping. But it'll give you a wonderful means to touch people's lives if you can get them to read the book and understand what's going on. After Friday, we will withdraw the offer. So if you'd like to get the book, this is the time to offer it. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't heard my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on the vaccines, the specter haunting America, my talk on the fluoride, the hidden agenda. My talk, certainly it's a talk given by Ambassador Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get this information. You need to understand how they're poisoning us with aspartame. That's Betty Martini's talk. How they're poisoning the air. That, of course, is Rosalind Peterson's talk on geoengineering. These things are not imaginary. The health of the Americans is getting progressively worse, and that is because they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, and few people care. They're poisoning the forest and poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that are killing the bees. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and America is under attack today. It's under attack physically. It's under attack spiritually. The purpose of education is to destroy belief in Christianity, and they've infiltrated our churches. And tragically, the Catholic Church, at its highest levels, has pedophiles and homosexuals and truly evil men, but they're working in the Protestant Church as well. Believe me, this is how you destroy people's faith in our Lord. Our faith should have nothing to do with the churches. It should have to do with the Bible, reading the Bible, and a personal relationship with our Lord. Not with the church, but with our Lord. And if you have a good church, support it. And if you don't have a good church, try to find one. But we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of a terrible battle that is being fought, a battle that is being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, which is under attack today. So please then remember Radio Liberty in your prayers, and until tomorrow evening at the same time, we'll be back with you once again. Good night, and may the Lord be with you again on number 1-800-544-8927.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are live. It is Monday, March 11th, 2013. You're in the right place. You're a thinking person who deserves the thinking news. The people have spoken. The people are speaking, ladies and gentlemen. And now it is time for you to find your own mission, your own purpose, because it is beyond the time that we can vote in our good guy. Vote in the person that will make the difference. It is all about control and greed. It is all about stealing as much money out of the system right now as can be stolen before it collapses. And the collapse, a lot of people looking toward the end of March to be a very vulnerable time for this country. So it is really time that we think in terms of preparation, 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 number one, and then resistance. Even the major networks are talking